Blog Talk Radio.
And all that I have, I give my all to you.
We throwing it back here on Solar Records Radio. I just want to welcome you guys to the show today. Thanks so much for tuning in. This is Throwback Thursday on Solar Records Radio with your host, Wardell Potts Jr. And it is so nice to be here. I can't believe we're already on Thursday. That means tomorrow's the kickoff of the weekend. I can't believe it, man. Time flies when you're having a good time. Well, welcome to the show, guys, and thank you so much for tuning in as we are all keeping Ukraine in our prayers. And like it's on the top of everything. The news, that's all they talk about all day long. It is everywhere and in everyone's hearts, and we are all hurting for our brothers and sisters and those babies around the world, you know, over there in Ukraine. And but anywhere in the world, we care about people. We love you, and we, you know, and we're supposed to love each other, right? And so when we see this kind of treatment of human life, it's like, are you kidding me? And everyone from around the world steps up to the plate, and it's a beautiful thing to watch. I love it when we are unified. It's a beautiful thing. So you guys keep up the prayers, and I pray that the pressure that's being put on Putin will cause him to retract and disappear, because I mean, he has no care for humanity, and that's pretty disgusting as a human being, right? So but guys, we love you and we thank you so much. We're going to go from 60s, 70s, 80s, and then 90s. When Don Fleming comes on, he's going to take us into the 90s and all that stuff. So thanks, guys, for hanging out with us today. And much love to you and your families. And hold on to your babies, because you never know, right, when things get crazy. Good gracious. Woo, Lord. Anyway, so let's get going here. But this here, you know, this is my girl. She's always been my girl. And I've loved this, watching this lady as a young man growing up, and I had a crush on her. Oh, Lord, I had a crush on her. and it took a long time for that crush to end. I don't want to tell you how old I was when it was over, but it was more than a few years ago when it was over. I've always loved her. Anyway, here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for tuning in to Solar Records Radio. It is time to kick off this throwback show. Let's go. We'll be right back. I just love this music. I mean, there's nothing like this music. It is just, it moves your soul.
This is insane.
this music is really special, and it's special because of how it makes you feel, right? And for me, it's just amazing. And I know a lot of you feel the same way I do. It's just great quality music, and the vibe is just so good. And so that's why here on Solar Records Radio, we try to make sure we give you good quality music, because it means everything. It is important that music has, that makes a statement. That music makes a statement when you play it. It's not just something to cloud up the background. It actually makes a statement. And like even the songs playing in the background right now, it's got me grooving. Phil Withers, come on. A lovely day on Solar Records Radio, and I hope you guys are having a lovely day wherever you are. So come on, I'm gonna make you shine, I'm gonna make you smile. Come on, hang out. Do it.
Strange. I gave you everything I had, but you just pushed me away. I tried so hard to break loose, but you gained control every day. I watched you take my whole world from me, and there was nothing I could do. A secret word, a hidden touch, and I belong to you.
the endless sky, my love, to the dark and the end of the sky. And the first time ever I kissed,
an amazing song. My goodness gracious, Roberta Flack, for the first time. Man, oh man. But listen, guys, we have an amazing lady on the phone. Denise is in the house from the lady.
Hey!
Side. What's up, Sky is in the house. What's going on, Denise?
Oh my goodness. You know what? My timing was perfect coming in because, you know, Roberta Flack used to be a label mate of ours on Salso in the early days.
Oh,
so
my God,
that
really?
That took me right back to, you know, how amazingly wonderful our early years with Salso. And just, you know, she's such a consummate professional writer, singer, you know what I mean? Producer.
Yes.
Amazing, amazing talent and artist. So I'm glad to be segued right after Little Miss Roberta Flack, baby. It's all that works for me.
I know that's right. I know that's right. And you know, it's always so beautiful to hear your voice you are such an optimist. You come on and you bring so much joy. And what we're going through right now in the world, people need to hear your voice. So thank you for taking this time out.
Thank you. You know, like you said, there's so much going on. From we've got micro and macro problems. So you have people who are having immediate issues in their household with illness, financial stress. I have never heard of more fires in people's homes. You know, these sudden situations that just change your life in an instant, you know, are happening on a micro level. And then, of course, you've got this whole big business that's going on overseas, which at a point I find myself having to just kind of back up off of it, hearing it, because, you know, it's just so desperately saddening that anybody should have to walk, you know, thousands of miles from a place that they were living in peace. This just goes to show you how things can change in such an instant. But those of us like yourself and myself, I try to keep a positive attitude and give people an encouraging word, because there is so much to live for in spite of the things that are going on. You know what I mean? Some things are just out of your control, but you know, what's in your control? Giving people a smile, giving people a hug, you know, listening to people, playing music. You
preach.
Know what I'm saying? Nobody's going to stop us from doing that.
Amen, sister. Amen. And, you know, it's so good. I'm telling you, what I'm saying to you is what I'm feeling in my heart. Like, and Austin's the same way. I get this amazing feeling. You guys are a wonderful couple, because both of you guys come off with this, hey, it's so good, you know. And so, and I have such a difficult time when I walk past the TV set and I see and I hear them talking about, you know, these babies crying and dying and people. I can't even avoid it. It's sad. And so that's why I thought that, you know, man, we got to keep doing our shows, but we got to make sure that we let people know we recognize what's going on in the world. We can't ignore this. This is too big.
You're absolutely right. It's interesting how you think that these things are happening in the distance, but we're, as you know, separated by less than 9 degrees of separation these days. And I had occasion to speak with a gentleman, because you know that I still do my little day job thing. And one of the paralegals at my office came to find out his parents were part of the, you know, the people who were trying to get out of Ukraine and get into Poland. And I'm telling you, it that particular situation, because this guy is just the greatest, sweetest, fun guy that you ever want to meet. And I love his little, you know, Ukrainian accent. You know, I love diversity.
Right.
And so just hearing him talk and seeing what an open and sweet, you know, a heartfelt person he is, when I heard about that, I was just so devastated, because I could just feel the pain that must have been in his heart, you know, knowing that your parents are trying to escape to safety. So prior to that, you know, it was something that I'm reading about. And then all of a sudden, it's something that's happening to somebody that I care about. But I'm happy to say that they absolutely did make it to safety in Poland.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying? Bittersweet, because they're displaced from a home that they've known all their lives to, now at least safety, you know, until those folks that have it within their power get this thing straightened out. You know, it's just it amazes me, the wickedness that rules, because this is pure wickedness, pure evil. And I know that, you know, they're gonna keep hammering at it until they figure out what to do about this, because it just really can't go on, you know? It just really can't and shouldn't go on. And like you said, as decent folks, you know, we have to raise our voices sometimes to condemn this type of behavior and to just show support. Even if you don't condemn, show support in some kind of way. And that makes a difference to people when they know that others are listening and are hearing, you know, their concerns.
Awesome. Thanks. Well said. And I have to say, and the rest of the station has to say, and the world should join us in this. Happy birthday, Denise.
Oh, my goodness. 17 times around the sun. You know, I made a mistake earlier. I said something like 70 years around the sun. I was like, no. So I went around 70 times. I was like, oh, my goodness, I'm really making myself old. But I am so, Wardell, do you know I am so grateful to be able to be here in a good work, you know, reasonably good working body, you know what I mean? A reasonably and sound mind.
Amen.
And just being able to enjoy my life. And, you know, even myself, I'm not without, how shall I say, good days and bad days, you know. So just prior to this, because of some of the horrible things that are just happening in general, I get affected sometimes and deeply affected by negative things. And I was feeling a little down. And it took my young nephew, 20-something years old, who has plenty of life to live, you know, ahead of him, to say, Amy, but you're such a great person, and you do everything for everybody, and we need you. And, you know, it was just such a reaffirming, you know, moment. And I said, yeah, just cut it out, Denise. You're going to be fine, and you're making sure everybody else is fine. So that's all that counts. But thank you for acknowledging the passage of another year in my world. You know, it's funny because my sister Bonnie, her birthday's in February. And so for Bonnie's was February, wait a minute, let me get it straight, February 21st.
Okay.
Bonnie's was February 21st. And from then until mine, March 1st, we are exactly a year apart. So we find that that tickles our souls, you know, to think we're just exactly a year apart for one week.
That's and you guys have been probably doing this for almost, you know, 70 years, right?
Yeah, well, for as long as we, you know, we've been on the planet. Our mom was always so cute. She would not, well, we grew up, we didn't really celebrate birthdays growing up, right? So, my mother would always acknowledge it by doing the sweetest thing, Wardell. She would call each of us on our day and say, I woke up this morning and my belly was hurting, meaning, you know, the birth pangs, right?
Right.
We're like, Mommy, your belly is not hurting 35 years later. 50 years later, Mommy. No, really, it's not. Mommy, you know.
That's three times,
you know what I mean? Every year. So
I love it.
Yeah, she was a comedian, so, but she always acknowledged, you know, you have to have a marker to count how long you've been on this planet and to measure, you know, how much of a better person are you as time has passed by? You know what I mean? I think that's critical to self-assess. That's time, but not New Year's Eve. You know, people try to self-assess New Year's Eve. No, that next year that chronicles, you know, you passing a year of life, where are you and what have you done and how have you made, you know, people's lives better around you and your own life? So self-care is the next thing that I'm really focusing on. It's not selfish to care for yourself.
There you go.
It's not.
You know, and it's so important that you care for yourself, because if you don't take care of you, how can you take care of anyone else?
That's right.
Right. You got to be here to take care of somebody.
Thank you. Okay.
You know, hello.
Otherwise.
Exactly. That's why God tries to teach us that, you know, first it's him, then it's us, then it's our families. And a lot of times, you know, men, I mean, no, me as a man, I like, no, I want to put my wife and my family before me. But no. Just like on the airlines, when they say, when that air thing, when those things drop down, you need to secure yourself first, even though a mother's instinct is to cover up, put that mask on their child first. But, you know, but you're supposed to secure yourself first so you can take care of those babies. And so, so taking care of yourself first is so important so that you can do whatever you can do for anyone else. Because I know I have kids, boy, and they constantly call.
Every time I see
the phone, when they call and I see their names in my phone, I go, uh-oh.
What is this one now? What is it from this one now?
And when they say, hey, Dad, I just called to say hi, I'm like, what?
What a shock.
That is so
But it's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing.
It's such a beautiful thing.
Encourage all your listeners to do is if you haven't had your physicals, if you haven't had women, your mammography, and I'm going to say this word, Doug, because it's the public service announcement time for men, have your prostate checked, you know, get to the cardiologist, get to the specialist, do it all before you have a problem. And
amen.
I'm telling you, you can live the next day. You wake up the next day and you know you're confident, you know your status, you know where you're at.
Exactly.
And so everybody should take a marker and say, let me get everything. I done had the 55-point check from every specialist this past week, you know. That's not true, because my cardiologist kept calling me back. I'm like, dude, what? I'm tired of you, okay? I've seen enough of you. Please. But he was being very thorough, and I'm happy to say I'm well. You know what I mean? I'm doing very well. But what do I got to do? Make the adjustments with the diet, exercise more, and that's sort of a promise that I've made. Me and Austin have made to one another that's going to be at the
priority.
Forefront. Along with everything else we're doing with Ladies of Sky and everything else.
Yes, so those who just may have tuned in, we're speaking with Denise Wilkinson of the Ladies of Sky. And so, so I see you guys, the flyers are constantly, you know, that Austin is busy. And so I see these flyers everywhere. And so I'm like, I need to get an update on what's going on with these ladies. Because if you guys come out here in Texas and I don't get to see you, I'm going to be so upset. So what's going on?
Oh, you must be kidding. We will be. Let me tell you something. It's interesting, Wardell. Austin has gotten so many phone calls, and I'm sure it's due in no small part to the pandemic waning. And you know what I mean? Venues are now starting to open up and promoters are starting to open up. And we're looking at trying to do some very interesting and fun things within the concert realm, but also doing some type of community outreach. We're speaking with one promoter about doing an event to spotlight women and women's mental health issues.
Mm-hmm.
We feel the time has come. Concerts, we're going to be doing those. You know, those are stacking up right now. Austin's been getting a lot of calls offering dates for that. But we've just wrapped up a campaign for supporting an organization called Girls Live, Love, Laugh. And that was to assist a local Newark organization who works with young girls between the age of 13 and 18. And, you know, just guiding them. Young women, especially young women of color, really need, you know, support in various areas. So that we just wrapped up our support of that group, and we've decided that we're going to, you know, keep looking for different organizations to align with and, you know, just lend our support. But, yeah, so we got some TV, some Instagram interviews going on, and Austin is working on, you know, a couple of TV show appearances, magazine covers, And like I said, concerts, but we've gotten a lot of calls to do, you know, performances. And we're also working on probably doing a self-produced show here in New York. So, we finished our photo shoot, so we're going to be revamping our website with some new photos of the ladies of the sky.
And, look out. Watch out, y'all.
Busy.
Yeah, y'all are busy. Busy. I love it. I love it. Man, oh, man. So, I mean, so are you, do you know if you guys are coming to Texas? Do you have a schedule yet?
I don't have a definitive date as yet. The next couple of things we're doing are we're going to be at guests at the National R&B Music Society event in April. They're going to be honoring some of the old school artists. I just don't have the flyer in front of me to say specifically who. But no, like I said, Austin's just been getting all these phone calls for, you know, summertime, you know, dates.
Yeah.
We're in the beginning of March, so these guys usually work 90 days out or whatever. And it works for us because we're in a mode of just, again, getting ourselves physically ready. You know, me and Bonnie and Dolores, all three of us. As a matter of fact, Dolores just moved into a new apartment, so you can imagine how stressful that must have been for her. But we're just sort of on the getting on the ready line, you know what I mean? And getting ourselves physically prepared for the things that are going to come down the pike. This weekend, we're actually going to be working on not a remake, but we're going to try to do something special with the song High. And we're just looking at some people who have been offering us some music. So we're kind of listening and seeing if we can, you know, find some things that we could release this year as well. So, you know, it's just like, it's like the pot is, you know how it simmers, you know, you got to kind of wait until it starts boiling before
Absolutely.
You put everything in it, you know.
Right.
We're working on the simmering pot right now. But you know, you always get the word. If we come into Texas, you'll be the first person we call.
I'll be there with a big smile and a microphone.
Because
we love you guys. And as a matter of fact, my producers from the UK just said, give her a shout out from the UK and tell her to come to the UK. So they want y'all overseas.
Oh, my goodness. We would love nothing better.
That's Greg.
Like,
remember
I
Greg?
Said,
that's Greg. His name is Greg.
Oh, yes. Yes. Listen, I'm telling you, we're so happy that things are starting to just open up. You know, it took some time, as you know, for promoters to venture out and to start doing this. You know, opening up venues. And we were at a show this past weekend in Reading, Pennsylvania with Joe Genuine and Vivian Green and Jagged Edge. And I'm telling you, they was up in there, Wardell. That was about 4,500 people. You know, most venues are not allowing capacity. But it's Pennsylvania, though. Pennsylvania's like, we don't, you know, no mask.
Yeah, we don't care.
We're the only two running around with masks on our faces because we're from New York, man, and, you know, they ain't got that free here yet.
yeah. Well, you know, I just was at a concert as well with Kool and the Gang. I went to, you know, Amir and them. They you know, gave me some passes to come.
Nice.
And I said, Amir, he's got me these front row seats. I said, I don't want to be there. I said, my wife is the one that's been stalking you guys down. She, you know, she loves that good old school music, right? And she stalked. Right. I said, listen, I can't let her be there. She wants to be there, but it's not healthy for her. You know, and I'm surprised they didn't cancel. Because it was a lot of people in there. And so ended up giving us this giant room on the side where we could watch from the side of the stage. And it was amazing.
Oh, wow.
So, but people are tired, right? They're tired of not being with each other.
We are.
We are.
It's just the basic nature you know, everybody knows that even with a baby, if you don't hold the baby just turns into, you know what I'm saying, a loveless creature. You know, just simple human touch has been something that we've been deprived of throughout this whole pandemic situation. And I said to Austin Medford, we were having a discussion this morning, and I said, obviously, numbers are really going down, and the more that now they're talking more and more about living with the virus. You know what I mean?
Right,
and
right.
If you notice, I know in New York, we were getting daily reports of the good, the bad, the ugly, and the insane, you know, and now we get no reports. And I actually myself took a look on the CDC website to just get my own information about why the sudden turnaround. They're about to drop the mask mandate here for kids in school here in New York. I'm not sure what they're doing in New Jersey yet, but like I said, in Pennsylvania, no one was wearing masks. So what does that really say? You know, you have to kind of look back and assess and say, what is that saying?
They're not wearing them in Texas either.
Okay, yeah. So, you know, I'm trying to be
careful. I mean, the majority.
And I'd like to not get it again. But now they're talking about if you get it, they give you on the spot. You get the medication on the spot. That's what they're talking about initiating in New York. If you go and you get tested positive, they'll give you the medicine to take to avoid severe symptoms. So
for free.
For immunocompromised people. For free, yes.
Yeah, for free.
Because they got to get the economy going back, Wardell.
You
know, they're dying in Manhattan because of people not working anymore. And, you know, like you said, promoters, musicians have all caught a serious, you know, problem because of their inability to do what they do and to live, you know. So,
do you think that your promoter would look into you guys doing some work overseas in London?
You know what? I wouldn't mind doing it. Again, that's with, of course, using, as my dad used to say, judgment of a sound mind. So I would have to take a look at what the numbers look like in that country. And as you know, they're opening up travel into even, well, this is the funny thing. It was the Americans that they weren't allowing to go anywhere else.
Yes, I know.
Because the numbers are so high here. And so a lot of countries was like, no, y'all ain't coming over here. But I noticed that, you know, matter of fact, a friend of ours just sent us something he's doing some comedy thing or something in Mexico. And people have been going to Mexico left and right. I was like, I'm not understanding how that turned out to be a safe place to go. You know what I mean? So
absolutely,
it's just a matter of I would do my research, see what's going on, and take the proper precautions on your own. You know, for us, when we did a show in December in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and we were just very adamant about making sure that we had the microphones refreshed, you know, and wipe everything down. And we had our own private dressing room. And when we came out of the dressing room, other than for the performance, we made sure we had our masks on. You know, at this point, that's kind of all you can do. Do the best you can to prevent a situation from happening, you know?
Well,
but yeah,
you know,
I would go to, you know, UK. I would go to France. We were actually poised to go to France just before the pandemic, and that show wound up getting canceled. So if they decided to rebook that, our stylist is in France right now, and he's telling me Paris is lovely this time of year. I'm like, I don't really want to hear the rest of your story. Okay, this conversation is over.
Okay. Well, I want to go. I'm going too. I was just on the phone with some friends in Italy and told them that I was coming. And Greg is supposed to be meeting me out there too. And we're going to all hang out, Greg and Astrid, and, you know, the team, and And so, can you imagine we go to a Sky concert?
Excited.
We get to go to a Sky concert.
I love Italy also. What part of Italy are you going to?
Something with an S. Skittles, that Skittles, whatever it's called. But
it's and it's in Italy, and that's all that matters.
Right.
Go over there
and we're going
to have the best food.
But we're going to Venice as well. But
nice.
Yeah, someone's going to tell me what it's called. I can't say it. I know they're going to tell me, but at this starts with an S, I think, or C. But anyway, that's where my friend Mimo is, and he's, you know, in a band over there, and they are so in love with our old school stuff, and he does videos and stuff for me for Dynasty.
Mm-hmm.
We are so blessed with these people over there, because they love what we do, regardless of how old it is or how new it is.
Mm-hmm.
They love you for who you are. I mean, that's why a lot of old school acts live there now. Are you kidding me? Yeah, because they really appreciate the music, you know. And
yeah.
It's not about what have you done for me lately. It's about what you've done, period. And but anyway, so someone said you need to have your own talk show, that you could be the new Oprah.
Oh, my goodness. Well, let me say this. It's just all about being able to conversate and talk. My mother was one of those people that could strike up a conversation with anybody, and I really appreciate that. It's something that I'm also kind of working on. I know you may know, and you probably do know, that Austin and I last year started something called the People's Power Couple, and it came about because we were celebrating our anniversary during the pandemic, and of course we couldn't have our usual gathering of folks, so we decided to do a virtual anniversary party, and it turned out so great, and people just enjoyed it so much, because we brought in pictures of famous couples, and they were all, it was like Weezy, and you know what I mean, it was famous TV couples is what we
right.
And then the second time we did it, we talked about Jada and Will Smith, Jada Pinkett Smith and Will Smith, and, you know, the open marriage thing, because we thought that was a topic that was kind of interest. And while it's not...
Is that really real? Is that really
real?
Is that really real?
It's a really real thing. And in my research, I did not know that Ossie Davis and Ruby Dee had such an arrangement as well. Ruby, yes. And I did a lot of research on that subject to just make sure I was informed. You know, you can't talk about something if you're not, if you don't do your research and be informed about it and have your facts straight. That's one thing people, you know, run their mouth. They don't know what they're talking about. But, so we wound up kind of delving into that. And, mainly because the little situationship she was having with the young guy was prominent at the time. And so Austin and I kind of...
Who are you talking about?
She really was
with the young guy.
Yes, that happened.
Oh.
That really happened. And okay.
Oh my goodness gracious!
Yeah,
you know it's so dangerous out here. I mean, I love Will Smith. I'm like a super, like, he's from my hometown, and I love him, and I'm proud of him and everything. And so I don't want to see anything happen to them as human beings, but, you know, just to be out there like that is kind of wild to me. But if that's what they're, that's for sure.
Hey. That was for sure. I did my deep research on this. And as a matter of fact, they even had conversations with Ruby Dee about it. And Ruby Dee, interestingly, in her book, and it just goes to show you, you might think what you're doing is pretty cool and wise at the time, Hindsight, as they say, is always 20/20. And so in her book, she actually said, basically, and I'm paraphrasing, I don't have the exact quote in front of me, but, you know, she said that, in essence, that wasn't the greatest idea that they could have, you know what I'm saying, entertained. Because aside from what you're talking about, targeting, you know, any type of diseases or anything like that that could come about or result in having outside relationships, the emotional toll on individuals is what I think is the heaviest. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
If you're supposed to be man and wife, that's supposed to be a bond that's between the two of you.
Right, right.
And if you try to enter others in there with the mindset that everybody's going to be okay with that, you know, even if you have a discussion about it, you never know how that's going to work out in real life, in real time.
Yeah, exactly.
In real time, and when it happens, and you can set so-called ground rules about, you know, I have to know when you're, you know, going to seek the company of the other person. I know that ain't going to work over here.
So don't even entertain the thought, right?
No, that's a huge
not
no.
After 70
and as a matter
years.
Of fact, as we talked, you know, going into our relationship, that's a deal breaker for me. You know what I'm saying? There isn't even nothing to talk about.
You know,
right after
but it's
that.
So weird. It's so, but this is the weird part, right? So say for instance, right? Somebody, you know, any couple, right? So they hear this story, and about, you know, that couple we were just talking about. I even hate to say their names, but that couple we're talking about, right? And then another couple sits there and go, oh, what do you think about that? And then one of them go, I think it's a great idea. And the other one go, no, I hate it. It's a deal breaker. What happens then when one is like, but I think it's a great idea? It's
that's
like, you're
right.
That is bad. That is
it's going to cause a rift in the relationship.
Exactly.
But to me, if you think it's a good idea, I'm lacking in some way. You know what I'm saying? I am obviously not enough for you.
Right.
It
don't just have to be that I'm not enough for you. It could be you're greedy.
Yes, and then that.
You could just be greedy. You're just greedy. I know I'm enough. You're just greedy.
I love it. He said, no, you just being greedy.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to tell you what, that's now, you know, it's like I thought I knew you. You know what I mean? That
right,
would be
right,
my
exactly.
problem. Like, I thought right. we had gotten through all of the things, little idiosyncrasies and, you know, figuring out who you really are, what you like, what you don't like. I thought we had passed through all of that. And now this? Oh, my goodness.
My partner is just sitting there. He's not saying anything. I got to make sure I bring him. Don Fleming, you're sitting there. Say hello to Denise.
Hey, Denise.
Don, how are you? How you doing?
I'm good.
How are you?
I'm enjoying this, man.
Denise,
I'm on the road right now, so I didn't want to, you know, I didn't want all the car sounds and stuff, you know, disturbing you guys going in. I'm loving this conversation. I'm like, what did I walk into? But no, it's always a pleasure to get a chance to hang out with you and talk with you, Denise. It's amazing. Good to talk to you again.
Oh, man.
Thank you, Don. Thank you very much. Listen, you travel safely out there wherever you're going or whatever you're doing. But no, I always, the female ones are always, this is what happens when he and I get to talking. Because we done went from what we're doing to what the rest of the world is doing, okay?
I know, exactly.
I know, y'all talking about entanglements and stuff. I said, that's all right there.
Entanglements and all that stuff. You know what? My thing is like this, like Austin always says, I don't have that kind of time. You know?
Right. I just think when you said that, Denise, that, you know, maybe I'm just not enough. I think people need to not think less of themselves.
I'm a plenty.
Something wrong with you. You need to get your act together. You get back your crap up or whatever. But anyway,
Wardell, if that was presented, I wouldn't trust that person ever again.
Ever again, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Because I don't know what you might do. You might kind of figure that you ought to act on that irrespective of my feelings. And that's, you know,
exactly.
You're not doing that.
Yeah, no, we can't do that. Because if that's the way you roll, then that's the way you roll. You just don't roll that way around me. You wait till you're someplace else, and then you do you. So you're not doing you. Man, that is crazy. Wow. Anyway, my heart is a little torn up about this. Woo. Wow, I can't believe it.
Lord, I should have prepared you. And this was old news. We did this That People's Power Couple show. I want to say it was 2 years ago. That was when, you know, she was confessing to the situationship with the young man, and they were at the red table and talking, and that made huge news because Will's face, my heart just kept going out to him the whole time as, you know, your wife and the person you love is talking about this situation, you know what I'm saying, and how they found themselves with someone else, so... When you said
they found themselves, you're including him.
Well, he then becomes immediately adversely affected.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right, exactly.
It happens to him, you know, anytime, it's like when...
I'm sorry, Denise, go ahead.
No, go ahead, sweetie, go ahead.
I was just going to say, but didn't they have that agreement before? Or did they decide to have this agreement after?
Well, see, that's the part that can get unclear. And if I ever have an opportunity to interview either of them, I will. That'll be the question.
Did you decide that
was something to do? You know what I'm saying? Or did you decide that that's what you should do after the fact? And this is the other possibility. You know, sometimes you think it was a good idea at the time, and then you realize it. And this is what I'm always wary about, or would be wary about, is you start to have a change of heart about how that affects you.
Yeah.
You know, how that affects you emotionally. Because, you know, if anybody's ever had a good relationship and been with somebody you deeply care about and love, and you get betrayed in that way, that's hard to come back from. You know what I'm saying? There are some people that can forgive and you know, come back.
Yeah.
And then there's others that are like, this is just not, I can't do it, you know, so.
You know what gets me, though, and I wanted to kind of jump in on this one, how do you, even in the days of pre-Tinder and all of these computers and apps where you can find people that are compatible to a certain lifestyle, my whole thing is, how do you initialize, you know, when you're with that person or that other, how do you initialize or start that conversation off and say, hey, I'm a big old freak. What you want to? No, I'm joking. I'm not saying that. But no, seriously. No, how do you initialize bringing that person, that man or woman, into that lifestyle to where they're going to be like, oh, okay, well, he's comfortable? Because the first,
well,
I would think anybody with some, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, why do I want to, and I could be wrong, I haven't done the statistics on it, but this
really
sounds like a millennial concept, you know, even though it's not a new idea, but in terms of implementation, why am I thinking that people in their 50s and, you know, 40s and maybe 40s, I don't know, some of these 40s out here, you know, is on another level, but you know what I'm saying? People of a certain age have lived a certain amount of time on this planet, you know, they just don't even have the time for all of that extra stuff. But I get the sense, and that's something I would like to delve into and take a look at and see what the demographics are. Because they have now, they got the new word polyamorous, you know, which I had to look that one up. Cause that threw, you know, I was like, I don't know what that is.
Wow.
Let me look it up. And this it is something that, you know, many 30-year-olds, matter of fact, I saw a divorce court segment where it was a woman and she'd been with her guy and they weren't married yet. She wanted to get married to him, but he had entered in a third party, a female, into the relationship. And it was interesting because the female, the third, was the one who couldn't understand what the problem was.
Of course you can't understand.
We can all live together. We can all be together. And
right, of course she wouldn't understand because she came in last. She violated the whole, you know,
there you go.
Couple situation. Now she's got made it a threesome, a three-peat.
And
what
guess what?
Get out of here.
He left the first
one. He's got to sign contracts.
In the end, he left the original person he was with and got engaged to the third.
See, it's
so what did I say about that? And they were actually 30 years old. So, you know, hey, ain't no telling what they'll do.
Well, you know, I then I was just
the swingers contract.
Yeah, that's. I'm gonna back up a little bit. That they do you when we, you know, when they that couple Will and them when they found out that you know she was with this guy, and then if they came up with this decision that, okay, we're going to do this, we're just going to swing or whatever you call it, we're going to do that since have an open relationship.
Say it again, Mariel.
Yeah, open relationship. I'm wondering if that is based on revenge. You know, it's like, well, if you can do it,
I'm
going to show you how it feels.
In the minds of some, you know, I would imagine, because, you know, a lot of guys say, well, there's two things. You accused me of doing it, so I went ahead and did it. Or.
Yeah, I heard that a lot.
Or
you
did it, so I did it. That's the
I think
you
I
know,
said that before,
who knows
too.
What's in the minds of these people? But to me, bottom line is this. Commitment is just that. And if you make a vow to be with a person, you should be able to, at the very least, live up to that vow. And at the moment in time when you don't think you could do it, what would be the decent thing to do? Tell the person, this is not working for me. It may cause a lot of hurt or heartache, but make the clean break and go on with your life and do you. You know, that's my bottom line opinion on it, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
One's that.
That's good. Because
I'm very fortunate, as are you, Wardell, I'm sure. I'm with the person that I love very deeply and dearly, and the last thing I'm trying to do is tear down the relationship. I'm doing nothing but spending my energies and time on building it up and building what we have together.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
To me, that's comfortable. It makes sense, and it's easier. It's easy, you know?
Well, I'm gonna just real quickly. I know I don't want to keep you too long. I know you got a lot going on, but I have a question from the listeners, and that is, how important is music in the people's lives at the moment?
Wow, I think it is extremely important in people's lives. And I wanna say, even for myself, you know, I'm not one of those people who normally has the headphones in all the time. You know what I mean? Like a lot of people, you see them with their headphones, they're always listening to music. Fortunately, Austin is a big musicologist and shares a lot of things with me. But I just had a resurgence of appreciation myself for music. I went to see Lisa Fisher perform a couple of weeks ago. And her singing gave me life. That woman, I realized the one thing that's missing in my life as I'm taking care of the world, you know what I mean, and just sort of doing what I do. I came to realize that that is a component that I have shorted myself by not taking more advantage of listening to music. And I really feel that it plays a very important part in our general well-being, because God did not create melody and sound and instruments and talent for no reason. You know what I mean? It's here for a purpose. And just like taking a nice warm bath or a nice cold bath and, the effect that that external situation has on you, I think music is deeply important. And I intend to spend a little bit more time, taking time to stop and listen to some of the good stuff that's out here. You know what I mean? One day I just went on Spotify and just let it play. I was surprised at what I heard because I'm like, wait a minute, there's some R&B artists out here still, So, yeah, I think it's very important. And
what is it about Lisa Fisher that stood out to you?
Her consummate talent.
I know she won.
Man, she has an amazing spirit just naturally, and that's probably because she is such a great artist. And as you know, her history, she's worked with so many amazing people throughout her career. But she stood on that stage. It was her and a keyboard player. And she worked with two microphones. It was her technique and me sitting there. Because, of course, as a singer myself, I was observing her from a different vantage point, I'm sure, than most of the people in the audience. So I'm looking at how is she creating this aura of herself and how is she reaching her audience. And so she uses two microphones, and the one microphone is set to a little more dry vocal setting in terms of amplification, and the other one has that echo on it. And she's a master at working between the two to create this effect that just, at one point I was sitting there, and I will share this with the listeners. I was crying because her voice touched me so very deeply. And it was just like a cleansing for me to hear her and to listen to her and to observe her technique. Was a total education for me. And she's one of those people when I go to hear them, I'm entertained. You know what I mean? As an artist, I want to go see somebody that,
What's her age group? Like, what, I don't even, so, I, what is she
in terms of
millennium?
No, let me tell you something.
No, Lisa's been around. I mean, her background, singing background from Luther and she's been around, I was 17 when How Can I Ease the Pain came out. So I guess that's kind of like, what's my generation? Generation Z, I think. I don't know. Generation X?
Yeah. I can never remember those.
I know. Confusing.
He's young. He's
yeah,
young.
They do too much with all that. I have to have that in front of me, too.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
But no, I get
right after baby boomers, I guess.
Right at the
beginning. Yeah. The interesting thing about the audience, though, was it was a mixture of people. There were whites, there were blacks, there were my age, there were young 50s, 40-ish people there. It was a very diverse audience, and it was in the South Orange Performing Arts Center, which holds maybe 300 people, so it was very intimate. Very intimate setting, and it was just perfect. It was absolutely perfect.
Man, that's awesome. I'm gonna have to check her out. To hear you to say that you were crying. What? I really gotta.
I was literally out. My mask was soaked when I. Because it's her interpretation of the song. I believe she does not go into a song. Deciding that this is how she's going to sing the song. She just sings the song how she feels like it at the moment. So she diverts deeply from the basic melodies of a song. And like you said, she almost has an operatic quality to her voice. Because when she starts hitting those really high notes, you could just as well see her doing Toscanini, you know, any operatic piece, because her voice is just that that beautiful and professional, you know. So
wow, that's amazing.
She was the one that got me back on the music train.
That's cool. Well, you know, you really blessed us today, and thank you as always, as you always do. And we want to get your, we want to get a copy of your, we want to know what your schedule is going to be once you get your tour schedule together. Please come and share it with us so we could follow you guys.
And where's your book coming out? You got to have a book, Denise. You got to have a book coming out, because I want to be the
goodness,
first one to get
so
it.
Funny. Oh, you know what? It's funny because I for Black History Month, I don't know, Wardell, if you saw my page, for Black History Month, I spotlighted all of my my aunts and uncles as Black History figures, because these were the people who impacted my life in a very meaningful way early on. So I had my mom's brother, Uncle Porter. Uncle Porter, who was a Army veteran, World War, I guess it was World War II, but Uncle Porter was a snappy dresser. He used to give us $25 for ice cream. We were five. You know how much ice cream you could buy for $25?
Wow.
And my mother would say, Porter, why are you giving them all that money? Are you nuts? Highly intelligent. He used to read the New York Times. He had a photographic memory, which means he could repeat what he read verbatim, and he spoke Italian.
Wow.
And
who is this
just
guy?
Character. Yeah, he's just such a special guy, and I had the privilege of actually seeing him. We did a show during the Call Me tour, and Uncle Porter came to the show. And then shortly after that, he passed away. But yeah, so I like your idea about writing a book, and it's going to be about the people. It's going to start with all of the people who influenced me and my family to kind of mold and shape the person that I've ultimately become.
That's beautiful. Well, thank you again. And tell Austin we love him and appreciate him as well.
Shout out to Austin.
Yeah, and he does an amazing job in promoting you guys. So keep up the great work, and Texas, don't forget Texas.
Definitely got to get you guys down south, man. I'm ready for a Ladies of Sky tour down south. You know, you got family down here since the last time we talked.
And Denise, I don't want to get your drummer upset, but I want that gig. I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. Those songs, your songs are so much fun. I want to play those songs.
But, oh my goodness! Well, listen, we're gonna come up with the track.
You already did,
buddy. Drum anyway, okay? And we're gonna let you play along, no problem.
But yeah, I know he's a good guy and stuff, and I like him. He's a good guy. So much love to you guys,
Thank you.
Oh, thank you for taking the time out and blessing us. And tell your sisters hello. We love them too.
Shout out to Dolores and Bernie. Tell those sisters I said what's up.
I'm surprised
Bonnie didn't call me in the middle of this, because she's always calling me all day long, interrupting me. I can't even believe she didn't call me today while I was talking to you. But
she could have called in. Come on, Bonnie. All right. Well, tell her hello, and we love you.
I will.
All right.
Love y'all too. Thank you for having me. I love you.
Okay. Love you. See you later, Denise.
Have a good one.
All right. We'll be back.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Can I satisfy things they're working out to get good with? So you're searching for someone new, someone to hold you tight, someone to treat you right.
Call me
if you need someone to talk to.
Call me
satisfaction.
at the knees. touch of rain and sunshine made the flower grow into a lovely smile that's blooming. And it's so clear to me that here's a dream come true. There's no way that I'll be losing.
Back to that album, The Songs of the Key of Life, and just, I mean, it just doesn't die. It is so powerful. It's so beautiful, and I'm so blessed because of, man, we all are blessed because of the gift that he's been given and the way that he shared it with us.
You know, my mom, you know, God rest her soul, one of the first songs I heard was, of course, was Fingertips. You know, it's like, who is this little kid singing, you know, just getting people in, you know, getting people in the crowd hyped and playing that harmonica and you know, clap your hands just a little bit loud. I mean, yeah. just, it was just, it's something, you know, for a kid to listen to that and see, like, the archive growing up later on, seeing, like, the archive of footage, he was 12 years old.
That's
you know,
right.
12 or 13 years yeah. old. This is
yep.
this little Stevie Wonder doing what he did, you know?
Yep.
And again, his career, I mean, it's 2022, and we still, you know, hold this high up. We have Stevie on this pedestal, which is most deserving, especially because all of the music that he's able to just touch lives, and mine was no different. My life was no different as far as, you know, being inspired by his music. So, wow.
Yeah. Yes, yes, yes. Well, I just want to say thank you to everybody for tuning in to us. Solar Records Radio today, Don Fleming and Wardell Potts Jr. and Denise Wilkinson from the Ladies of Sky hanging out with us today. We thank you so much. Want to thank Greg for his amazing work. We appreciate you, brother, and love you so much. And we just appreciate all you guys. We want to always remember that we have to pray for each other, and especially right here and now, we want to pray for the people over in Ukraine. So, guys, you know, remember them and keep them in our prayers. And we also, because Don Fleming is here and he reminds me, we got to pray for our brothers and sisters that are being treated in a way that they shouldn't be treated. And we pray that God changes the heart of those people who judge people by the color of their skin and not the content of their character. So we just pray that God changes their hearts. In the meantime, you know, we're just going to try to love on everybody, because we got to still do us. We can't let them stop us from being.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Right. You know what I'm saying? So, but much love to and all of our loved ones in that whole area, in the European area, we need to be concerned about, because if there's any kind of nuclear anything, you know, that region is in trouble. And so we gotta keep praying for everybody over there. So, God bless you guys, and thank you for, you know, like I said, hanging out with us today. We're going to let this show end, and we thank you again, and we'll see you tomorrow as we celebrate the sound of Los Angeles Records. But let me just back up just a tad. Don, tell them about your show.
Oh, I got a show tonight. Yeah, Throwback Thursday night from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So make sure you tune in. You never know who's going to call in and hang out with me. So
you never know.
Tune in tonight. Yeah, you never know.
Well, guys, thank you again to everybody, to the ladies, to Greg's friends, those ladies. They're amazing. Much love to you, ladies, and hope you have a wonderful, wonderful weekend that's coming up starting tomorrow. And we're going to – hopefully you'll join us as we celebrate the sound of Los Angeles and starting out, you know, just celebrating, just having a wonderful Solar weekend with us on Solar Records Radio. Hope you enjoyed yourself. We out of here. Good night, Don.
Tell me, are you here alone? No, don't answer that, cause the fact is I don't wanna know. If you told me, hold me like a poolside chair.
be so good.